You own nothing by 2030. Let's talk about it. In 2020, I made a video exposing a very strange phrase from the World Economic Forum. It said, you will own nothing and you'll be happy about it. It sounded ridiculous at the time when it was said, like dystopian marketing for a future that no one asked for. But now we're halfway, 2025. Halfway to 2030, and suddenly, it's not sounding so crazy. Right now, most people in the UK don't own property. The average age of buying a first home is 37. And that age is getting older and older and older. Rent is through the roof. Mortgages are harder to get. And younger generations, if you listen to them, have basically accepted that they'll never own anything. They'll just rent everything forever. Homes, cars, phones, furniture, even relationships. And what's wild is they're okay with it. They've accepted it. Maybe you've accepted it. Maybe you will be poor and own nothing and be happy about it. Now you might say, oh, I'm not happy about it. I'm outraged. Are you? Are you really? Have you done anything about it? Have you started a company? Have you bought any property? No, I haven't bought any property because I can't afford it. It's not possible. Have you come to my crash course? Have you done any? Have you read any books? Have you even tried? No. You know why? Because the truth is, you'll own nothing. And the truth is, you are happy about it. You've accepted it. And so have the vast majority of people in the UK. They are poor and they have accepted that it's okay. It's not okay. And it's only going to get worse. So who actually benefits when you own nothing? The World Economic Forum isn't just a bunch of economists in Switzerland. It is an exclusive network of billionaires, heads of state, tech CEOs, and royalty. People who already own more than 99% of the planet. And their agenda? It's not just about sustainability or inclusion. It's about control. Complete control. Because when money is no object anymore, complete power is the new high. Because if you don't own anything, you rely on someone else for everything. Your shelter, your income, your mobility, your access to basic life services, and the people you rely on, they're in Davos. They're not anti-ownership. They're just anti-you owning anything. They want to rent you your life while they own the system that rents it. You think they're building a future for you? No, they're building a system where you will be tracked, taxed, subscribed, and told it's all for your own good. Total control, that's the goal. And people don't realize. People think I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This is not a theory, this is fact. People said I was a conspiracy theorist in 2020, but let's be honest, you already rent your music, rent your car, you pay monthly for a phone you'll never own. You live in a house that's owned by a landlord, a pension fund, or a corporation. This isn't the future. You'll own nothing and be happy. This is now. You own nothing and you are happy. You're complacent because you're not doing anything about it. And the World Economic Forum, they didn't create it. They predicted it and they started building it. That infamous phrase, you'll own nothing and be happy, came from their own article. Initially, way back in 2016. And when people got angry about it at the time, they tried to walk it back a little bit, but too late. It already happened. It already become the unofficial blueprint. I think they slipped it out there just to see the response. And the response, certainly from my YouTube channel, was mostly, you're a conspiracist. Oh, let's just relax, rely on the government. I'm telling people, buy houses now. You know, base rate was 0.1% in 2020 when I made that video. You know, I was showing people then in 2020 how to... Do you know how many people did listen and became millionaires? But 99% didn't because they're complacent. You're happy to own nothing. to be completely controlled. And here's the bit no one's talking about. While they tell you that ownership is outdated, you don't want to own things. You don't want to buy property. It's too risky. It's boring. It's bad. Lloyds Banking Group, yes, the mortgage guys, have publicly said that they want to be the largest UK landlords. BlackRock, with over 9 million in assets under management, are buying up entire neighborhoods. Goldman Sachs, Aviva, Legal & General, Pension Insurance Corporation, they're all pouring billions into UK property. Build to rent, buy to rent. But you're not, because you think it's risky. They're not interested in helping you buy. They're building a future where you pay them forever. You won't own your own home. You'll pay monthly to live in it, like how you pay monthly for everything else. And here's something I very rarely say publicly. And that is, I tried to join the World Economic Forum. I thought maybe, just maybe, I could challenge it from the inside. Be a voice for real entrepreneurs. Ask the tough questions. But surprise, surprise, they wouldn't let me in. Not because I could not afford to join. Membership starts at £500,000 per year, which I offered to pay. But because really, you have to be invited. They have to like you. It's not a business club. It's a gate-kept empire. Apparently being successful as an entrepreneur, making millions of pounds, it just wasn't enough. Maybe I asked too many questions. Maybe they just didn't want someone there who's actually there for the people. And that told me everything I needed to know. This isn't an open forum. It's not democratic. It's not interested in debate. It's an elite club. And you and me, we're not invited. But that's fine. Because it means I can say what I want to who I want. Because I don't owe them anything or anyone anything or have any sponsors. So I'm not trying to be PC or play nice. I say what I want. In 2020, 5 years ago, half a decade, I called this out. People laughed. So it was a conspiracy. Clickbait headlines, they said. Interesting that the videos got shadow banned, isn't it? Interesting that YouTube and Google and Meta and all the leaders of these big tech companies and banks and institutions and global enterprises and politicians and royalty are all members of the same club. Which I'm not allowed in, even though I'm rich. Probably because I've got a big mouth. But that's okay. The Bible says, what good is it to have the whole world if you lose your soul? I got money, but I also, I got my soul, my conscience. I sleep good at night. And here we are in 2025. Halfway to 2030, and it's all coming true. If you're not actively building ownership, then by default, you're accepting a future where you own nothing, because that is where it's going. And we're in the last cycle. This is the last chance. This is the last opportunity you will get in this cycle right now. Otherwise, you'll rent your house forever, you'll lease your car forever, you'll borrow your phone, you'll take your UBI instead of building income, and you'll be told to smile about it. I'm not being dramatic. I'm just not being blind. And if you step out of line, whoosh, everything turned off. You say an offensive tweet, now what are you going to do? Banks closed. Whereas if you've got real estate that people want to stay in, they're going to pay you. They're going to pay you whether that be in gold or silver or crypto or however. When you've got things of value, land, freehold, property, which is what they don't want you to have, trying to make it difficult. The media, the banks, the institutions. There's a reason that the school curriculums do not teach anything about financial literacy. And that is because the government control what is in the curriculum. And who controls the government? Why? Because they need workers. They need tenants. They need subscribers. They need consumers. Which is what you are. Last chance. I'm not going to do another video about this again. Maybe I'll wait until 2030, by which time it's finished. It's done. There will either be the rich or the poor. There's no in between. Right now, you're slipping closer and closer and closer into the poverty line. I was speaking last night to a doctor who spent £40,000 getting his doctor's degree. And now he's paid $2,500 a month. And half of that money goes to paying back his university fees. That is a scam. That is wrong. Yet the media will somehow twist this and make me look like the crazy guy. Like the dangerous guy investing in risky assets. Telling people to do the same. Selling, oh, get rich quick courses. No, I'm showing people how not to be slaves forever and giving people step-by-step practical ways that is tried and tested and proven to work. Again, again, again. Myself, my students, Wednesdays on a Wednesday, every week. Yet they'll make me look like, oh, it's risky. You know what's more risky? Going to university. You know what's more risky? Having a job. You know what's more risky? Owning nothing and being told to be happy about it forever and then retiring at 70 years old and having to get a paper round to pay the bills. That's a scam. The media and the institution and the elites should be ashamed of themselves. We are in a revolution right now. There are opportunities right now. Right now. Right now. This is why I'm talking about this stuff. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to get lots of views. In fact, I know that YouTube will punish these videos and will punish my channel. I'm saying this because I want you to own property, own land, have freedom, have an income that comes in that cannot be sabotaged, that cannot be taken from you, that you will be able to leave on to your kids and your kids' kids. I'm trying to equal the playing field between the rich and poor, because I grew up poor. I grew up with nothing. And thank God people allowed me to enter some of the doors behind the scenes, and I've been very blessed. So that's why I'm doing these videos. That's why I run crash courses and run. My education company doesn't make loads of money. How many people say, oh, you're just trying to sell courses? How many people do you know on the Sunday Times rich list that are billionaires from having a training business or selling courses? None. I make a lot of money, millions and millions of pounds across my businesses, in my property portfolio, my developments, my hotels. I don't need to do this. This just gets me persecuted. I'm doing this because I'm tossing a rope out for the version of me when I was starting. The choice is yours and the time is now. Don't come to me in 5 years and say, oh, Sammy, what can I do? No, no, no. Now's the time. Own your decisions. But Sammy, it's hard. Yes, it is hard. You need to do now what most people are not prepared to do. Because if you don't own your life, someone else will own it for you. And they'll sell it back to you at a monthly premium. The system is not broken. It's working exactly how they designed it. But you don't have to play by their design. You can build your own game. You can own something. That's what I've been doing for the last 17 years. It's changed my life. Now I travel where I want, do what I want. I've got 4 children. I live a very good life. Live in a mansion, own many mansions. That's what I've been teaching for a decade. That's why I'm still here. Despite the persecution from the stupid trolls and sheeple and the media, the rich that hate me and then the poor that are envious. Everybody hates me, but I'm still here for the few that listen and take action, have their lives changed. I'm still here when the hype fades. Because I don't believe in renting your life from people who already own the world.